Initial planning for the lecture theme Chautauquans will experience this week actually began 18 months ago. Back then, Pakistan was in the news, but in a fast-changing part of the world, no one could be quite sure of where Pakistan would be politically when this week arrived. Chautauqua's education director, Shara Babcock, says their goal was to hear from Pakistanis about what's happening.
What we do when we do these geopolitical weeks, we try to really get in underneath and understand. We're really not so interested in Americans talking about the American view of Pakistan. We need to start there, and we are starting there with Fareed Zakaria, the political situation in Pakistan that causes us to be concerned about it. But we also want to hear from Pakistanis. So we have two people, Malia Lodi and Hussein Haqqani, both of whom have been ambassadors to the United States from Pakistan. One will be talking about the internal politics. One will be talking about the external politics.
Pakistan straddles the border between Asia and the Middle East. It has nuclear weapons, and its relationship with the United States is strained at times. All these issues are likely to be explored during the morning lectures in the amphitheater. But during the afternoon hours in the more intimate setting of the Hall of Philosophy, more personal stories will be told. For example, Amin Hashwani, a Pakistani businessman, will talk about how religion author Karen Armstrong provided him with inspiration. Chautauqua's director of religion, Joan Brown Campbell, says both will be speaking, Hashwani on Thursday and Armstrong Friday.
They will talk about what does it mean when a business person with resources says, I'm worried about my country, I want them to learn about compassion, and then takes a resource like one that Karen Armstrong wrote and gives it to his whole country to read and to use. Pretty amazing story.
Chautauqua Opera, the oldest continuously producing summer opera company in the nation, is in the midst of its 83rd season. Director Jay Lessinger says the company's second production of this summer is a rarely produced Puccini opera.
Manon Lescaut is not done as much, and I don't know really why it's not, mostly because it's just really hard to do. It's a big cast and a complicated piece. Oh, but my God, is the music gorgeous. I mean, I've loved this opera since I first heard it as a teenager and finally got to direct it about 3 years ago in Hawaii, and I'm bringing that production here to Chautauqua. This is a young Puccini who, it's almost like an embarrassment of riches. It's just one gorgeous melody after another. It's like he couldn't stop writing melodies.
Chautauquans will have two chances to see Manon Lescaut this Friday night and then again Monday, July 30th at Norton Hall. Now, Saturday is Public Radio Day at the Chautauqua Institution. Weekend edition on WBFO and AM 970 will be filled with news and interviews about Chautauqua. Then, Classical 94.5 WNED's Bill Raffel will be broadcasting live from the amphitheater's back porch starting at 10 a.m. Stratton Rawson speaks at the Hall of Philosophy at 1 o'clock. And Public Radio Day culminates, according to Chautauqua Vice President of Programming Marty Merkley, with a live concert by the Chautauqua Symphony Orchestra.
WNED in Buffalo and WQED in Pittsburgh broadcast that concert live to both cities, and that will be Christopher Seaman will be with Alexander Gavilyuk, and he'll be doing the Rachmaninoff Second Piano Concerto.
One other item of note this week, Peter Yarrow and Noel Paul Stuckey celebrate the 50th anniversary of Peter, Paul, and Mary with a concert at the amphitheater Friday night at 8:15. Reporting from the Chautauqua Institution, I'm Mark Scott.